Top in the morning to ya. Welcome back to another round of Bite Size English with Matt. And today what we're talking about, just a fun little topic that I put together for you guys, St. Patrick's Day. So if you live in any part of the English-speaking world, you probably are very aware that today is indeed St. Patrick's Day, the celebration of the patron saint of Ireland. So now, what is going on with all of this Irish stuff today? So let's go through that bit by bit. So Ireland, I'm sure as we are, most of us are aware, is a country west of the United Kingdom. It's actually an island that is divided into two countries. We have the northern part of the island, which is North Ireland, which is part of the United Kingdom, and we have the Republic of Ireland, which is on the southern the majority of the island, but mostly on the south. And but they share a very common history. And on the island, there was a very famous man named Saint Patrick. Now, Saint Patrick was what we call a Catholic saint. If you don't know your Catholic knowledge very well, that's okay. Saints are some of the important people in Catholic history that did miracles throughout the history of the Catholic Church, and Saint Patrick is no exception. Saint Patrick was a saint in the 5th century, so about 1400 years ago, 1400 years ago. He came from Britain or somewhere around Britain, and he came to Ireland to bring the religion of Catholicism to the people of Ireland. So he's very famous for bringing the religion to Ireland, and so he is considered the patron saint, which means the most important saint of the country of Ireland, and then the island of Ireland. We also say that St. Patrick is famous for chasing away all of the snakes on Ireland, which is not quite true, because Ireland never really had snakes, but the snakes were actually the old religions of Ireland that were there before the church arrived, and so these are called the snakes of Ireland, the old church religions. So St. Patrick's Day is celebrated as, it used to be a big feast, but now it's more of a national holiday. So it's celebrated every year on the same day, on the 17th of March, throughout the world. And because of the history of Ireland, which is very long and very complicated and very interesting, Irish people live throughout the world, especially in North America, but in other parts of the world as well, what we call the Irish diaspora. And diaspora is a word that means the scattering of a group of people, so meaning that they live in many different places, not in just one country, because of what happened to Ireland during the 19th century. So they had a large famine, and they moved to all over the world to get away from Ireland, because there was no food on Ireland. So they tried to move to different parts of the world, mostly to the United States and Canada, but to other parts of the world as well. So that's why every year on March 17th, we have a huge celebration for St. Patrick's Day to celebrate the country of Ireland and to some degree the island of Ireland as well. So what do we do on St. Patrick's Day? What are some of the important things that we need to do for the day today? So number one, we have to wear green. So green is a bit of the official color of Ireland, and so it's a bit of a tradition to wear green on St. Patrick's Day. And when I remember growing up, if you don't wear green on St. Patrick's Day, then people will pinch you. So they'll take their thumb and their finger, and they'll pinch you on the arm, or pinch you on the cheek, or pinch you on the leg, just to punish you for not wearing green today. So it's very important that before you guys go out today, is to wear some green as well. The other thing that people do today is they go to parades. So if there is a parade in your area, then it's always fun to go out and be part of the party. So that's something that definitely happens during the day today. People also wear shamrocks. So a shamrock is a clover, which is a bit of an icon, a bit of a symbol in Ireland. It generally means good luck. So it's a very common plant that grows in Ireland, and so people like to celebrate as a symbol of the country as well. Now, if you're an adult, which I assume most of my listeners are, then we also like to drink on Ireland. Now, this is a bit of a tricky concept because people often associate Ireland with drinking, which is there is a culture of drinking in Ireland, but it is not. It's important to not just assume that all Irish people love to drink. However, that being said, St. Patrick's Day has become a bit of a annual drinking day, regardless of what day of the week it is. This year, it's very lucky that it is on a Saturday, so people can drink and not have to. Most people don't have to worry about working on Sunday morning, so it's always kind of nice to be able to drink the night before. And what are the two main drinks of Ireland? We have, of course, beer. So Irish do like to drink beer like any other country. They have the famous beer Guinness, which is a very dark beer. But they also, one common thing nowadays is to drink beer with green dye. So it looks like you're drinking green beer that's green, but it's generally just beer with some green dye in it as well. And the other very famous alcohol from Ireland is whiskey. So whiskey's a bit of a harder drink. It's usually around 40%. And the Irish are famous for making very good whiskeys. As well as other parts of the British Isles, but the Irish specifically make very good whiskey. And the Irish take that tradition to the other parts of the world that they live in as well. So we have a great number of Irish that live in Canada and that live in the United States. And so this is how the holiday has really spread throughout most of the world. So that is basically St. Patrick's Day in what we call a nutshell, altogether. So let's just go through that very quickly. So St. Patrick's Day is, again, the national holiday of Ireland. It's celebrated all over the world because of the Irish diaspora, so the spreading of Irish people throughout the world. And what it celebrates is the man, St. Patrick, who was a saint, who is a very important person in the Catholic Church, who helped bring the religion of Catholicism to the Irish island, and who drove away all of the other religions of the island, the old Druids of the island as well. And so now we celebrate by having parties, wearing green, having parades, and then, of course, having a little bit of responsible alcohol as well. Okay, that's it for today. Not a long one. I thought you guys might just enjoy a little bit of a cultural topic today. So that's what's going on today. Tomorrow we are going to wrap up our series on emotional words and emotional phrases. We'll do a bit of a review and some practice and some ways we can really focus on trying to improve how we can express feelings, okay? And then we'll be moving on to the next topic for the week after that. And until then, enjoy yourselves tonight. Please be responsible, and I'll see you guys tomorrow.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.